emotive and friendly tone.
Friendly but serious tone. 2. Analyze the input content. The input is already in a script-like format, Speaker 1. Speaker 2. However, the prompt asks to transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. The input looks like a draft or rough notes. To make it natural, I need to smooth out transitions, maybe add some conversational fillers, but not too many, and ensure the tone matches the instructions.
Needs to sound more enthusiastic, emotive. Wow, think about that. It's crazy how.
Needs to sound grounded, serious. However, the logic is data shows. 3. Drafting step by step. Segment 1. Introduction and volatility, input S1. Investing in Bitcoin requires navigating a notoriously unpredictable landscape where price swings can feel like a roller coaster threatening to erase gains before they begin. Input S2. For new investors, it is natural to be tempted by quick wins or panic sell during market downturns. Refinement. Make S1 sound empathetic about the stress. Make S2 acknowledge the human element seriously. S1, look, investing in Bitcoin. It's a wild ride. That roller coaster metaphor isn't just fluff. Price swings can absolutely wipe out gains before they even start to matter. S2, and it's easy to see why. When you're new to this, the temptation is real. Chase quick wins or panic sell when the red candles hit. It's human nature. Segment 2. The 3-year insight, input S1. However, recent data suggests that the path to substantial returns lies not in reacting to daily headlines, but in adhering to a specific time frame. Input S2. Investors who hold Bitcoin for at least 3 years are significantly more likely to lock in significant profits compared to those trading on shorter windows. Refinement. Connect the panic selling to the solution time. S1. But here's the thing. Recent data tells a different story. You don't need to chase every headline. There's a specific time frame that actually works. S2. Exactly. The numbers back this up. Holders who stick it out for at least 3 years significantly outperform those hopping in and out of short-term windows. Segment 3. Having and cycles, input S1. This insight challenges conventional day trading wisdom and highlights why patience is often the most valuable tool in the crypto toolkit. Input S2. To understand why the 3-year mark matters, one must examine the broader economic cycle of Bitcoin. Input S1. The cryptocurrency operates on a 4-year schedule defined by halving events, where the reward for mining new blocks is cut in half. Input S2. These events historically create supply shocks that impact price action over time. Input S1. The 36-month holding period often captures the post-halving surge and the subsequent market correction, positioning investors to ride out the volatility associated with the bull run that follows. Refinement, make it flow better. S2 explains the why. S1 explains the benefit. S1, it really challenges that day trading wisdom, doesn't it? Patience seems to be the ultimate tool here. S2, let's talk about why 3 years specifically. You have to look at Bitcoin's economic cycle. S1, right. It runs on a 4-year clock driven by halving events, where mining rewards get cut in half. S2. And that creates those supply shocks we see in the price action later on. Segment 4. Volatility and emotion, input S1. Historical data indicates that short-term investors who attempt to navigate these cycles often fall victim to market manipulation or fear-induced selling, missing out on the substantial appreciation that occurs during the upward phases of the cycle. Input S2. Navigating volatility without panic is essential for long-term success. Input S1. It is easy to focus solely on price drops, such as a red candle representing a 20% dip, which can feel catastrophic in real time, even if it represents a discount opportunity for a long-term holder. Input S2. The data suggests that volatility is not necessarily a risk to be avoided, but a feature of the asset class that rewards those who do not exit prematurely. Input S1. Emotional discipline is key. When the market crashes, the urge to sell becomes intense. Input S2. Yet, selling during a downturn locks in losses and removes you from the position where gains are most likely to occur later. Refinement, combine for flow. S1 addresses the fear, emotive. S2 addresses the logic serious. S1. It's so easy to get stuck on that 20% dip and feel like it's catastrophic right in the moment. But that red candle, it might actually be a discount opportunity. S2. That emotional discipline is what separates winners from losers here. When the market crashes, the urge to sell is intense, but selling locks in losses. S1. Exactly. You miss out on the recovery later. S2. Volatility isn't just a risk. It's a feature that rewards those who don't bail early. Segment 5. Strategy and conclusion. Input S1. The 3-year horizon provides enough time for market cycles to complete themselves, smoothing out the noise of individual trading sessions. Input S2. Building a sustainable crypto strategy requires aligning with your risk tolerance and timeline. Input S1. While short-term trading requires high skill levels and constant monitoring, long-term holding offers a more stable approach to wealth accumulation in this sector. Input S2. Remember that Bitcoin is often referred to as digital gold for its scarcity and store of value properties. Input S1. Gold has historically required time to appreciate meaningfully. Bitcoin follows similar macroeconomic principles despite its digital nature. Input S2. By committing to a 3-year horizon, you are essentially betting on the long-term adoption of digital assets rather than short-term speculation. Input S1. Investing in Bitcoin is not about timing the market perfectly every day. It is about weathering the storms until the economic tide turns. Input S2. If you are looking to minimize risk while maximizing potential upside, the data suggests waiting for at least 3 years might be your best bet. Input S1. In an industry driven by hype and fear, patience often becomes the differentiator between breaking even and achieving financial freedom. 4. Review and polish. Check tones. Is S1 a motive-friendly look? Exactly. It's crazy. Yes. Is S2 serious friendly? The data shows. Logic dictates. Essential. Yes. Check transitions. Are there smooth bridges between paragraphs? I need to ensure the flow feels like a conversation, not just reading lines. Check constraints. No intro-outro text. Only script. Self-correction on flow. The input provided is actually very structured. I shouldn't change the content too much, but I should make it sound spoken. I will combine some short lines into natural responses where possible to avoid staccato rhythm, while keeping the core points distinct. I will ensure S1 sounds more like they are feeling the emotion of the market, and S2 sounds like they are grounding that with facts. Revised draft plan. Start with the roller coaster hook. Move to the 3-year rule. Explain the halving cycle mechanism. Discuss the psychology of selling low. Conclude with digital gold analogy and final advice. Let's write it out. Wait, I need to make sure I don't output thinking tags. Just the script. Also, check if I should keep the exact lines or rewrite them for natural flow. The prompt says, transform the provided content. Usually, this means keeping the info, but making it sound like a real podcast. I will tweak the wording slightly to fit the persona instructions while keeping the meaning. S1 tone, emotive-friendly use words like imagine, it's tough, you feel, but wait. S2 tone, friendly, serious use words like statistically, the logic is, here's the reality, consider this. Let's assemble.
Investing in Bitcoin. It's a wild one, isn't it? You are looking at a landscape that feels pretty unpredictable. Those price swings can feel like a roller coaster threatening to wipe out your gains before they even get started.
It really is human nature, though. For new investors specifically, it's easy to be tempted by quick wins or panic sell during those market downturns. That fear is real.
But here is the thing, recent data suggests something different. The path to substantial returns doesn't lie in reacting to every daily headline. It lies in adhering to a specific time frame.
And that time frame is usually the 3-year mark. Investors who hold Bitcoin for at least 3 years are significantly more likely to lock in significant profits compared to those trading on shorter windows.
That insight really challenges conventional day trading wisdom, doesn't it? It highlights why patience is often the most valuable tool in your crypto toolkit right now.
To understand why that 3-year mark matters, you have to examine the broader economic cycle of Bitcoin itself.
The cryptocurrency operates on a 4-year schedule defined by halving events. That's when the reward for mining new blocks is cut in half.
And historically, these events create supply shocks that impact price action over time. It sets the stage for what comes next.
By holding through that 36-month period, you often capture the post-halving surge and ride out the subsequent market correction. That positions you perfectly to handle the volatility associated with the bull run that follows.
Historical data backs this up. Short-term investors who try to navigate these cycles often fall victim to market manipulation or fear-induced selling. They miss out on the substantial appreciation during the upward phases of the cycle.
Navigating volatility without panic is essential for long-term success. It's easy to focus solely on price drops, like a red candle representing a 20% dip. That can feel catastrophic in real time, even if it represents a discount opportunity for a long-term holder.
The data suggests that volatility is not necessarily a risk to be avoided, but a feature of the asset class that rewards those who do not exit prematurely. Emotional discipline is key. When the market crashes, the urge to sell becomes intense.
Yet, selling during a downturn locks in losses and removes you from the position where gains are most likely to occur later. The 3-year horizon provides enough time for market cycles to complete themselves, smoothing out the noise of individual trading sessions.
Building a sustainable crypto strategy requires aligning with your risk tolerance and timeline. While short-term trading requires high skill levels and constant monitoring, long-term holding offers a more stable approach to wealth accumulation in this sector.
Remember that Bitcoin is often referred to as digital gold for its scarcity and store of value properties. It's not just hype.
Gold has historically required time to appreciate meaningfully. Bitcoin follows similar macroeconomic principles despite its digital nature. By committing to a 3-year horizon, you are essentially betting on the long-term adoption of digital assets rather than short-term speculation.
Investing in Bitcoin is not about timing the market perfectly every day. It is about weathering the storms until the economic tide turns.
If you are looking to minimize risk while maximizing potential upside, the data suggests waiting for at least 3 years might be your best bet. In an industry driven by hype and fear, patience often becomes the differentiator between breaking even and achieving financial freedom. Review looks good. S1 is emotive, it's wild. That's real. Remember that. S2 is serious but friendly historically, the data suggests. Transitions are smooth. Content is intact. No meta text. Wait, I need to check the instruction again. Output only the script content. Okay, I will remove any markdown block quotes or anything else that isn't the script itself. Just the text with the tags. One more check on S1's tone, emotive and friendly. One more check on S2's tone, friendly but serious. The draft looks consistent. I will finalize the text now. Wait, looking at the input, some lines are quite short. I might want to merge a few to make it less robotic, while keeping the distinct points. But the instruction says, keep each speaker's turn concise and engaging. So short turns are okay if they flow well. I will keep them fairly conversational. Let's refine S1's specific line to be more emotive. Instead of, investing in Bitcoin requires navigating, try, think about investing in Bitcoin. It really does require navigating a notoriously unpredictable landscape. Instead of, for new investors, it is natural. S2, try. But for new investors, it's completely natural to feel that way. Actually, looking at the input provided in the prompt, it's already quite script-like. I should focus on enhancing the tone, without rewriting the core message too heavily. I will polish the delivery. Final check on constraints, 1. Alternating speaker format, speaker 1 and speaker 2. 2. Follow tone instructions. 3. Natural flow. 4. Core info intact. 5. Appropriate transitions. 6. Concise turns. 7. Output only script content. OK, ready to generate. CS/think.
Think about investing in Bitcoin. It really does require navigating a notoriously unpredictable landscape. Those price swings can feel like a roller coaster threatening to wipe out your gains before they even get started.
But for new investors, it's completely natural to feel that way. It is easy to be tempted by quick wins or panic sell during market downturns. That fear plays on our deepest instincts.
However, recent data suggests that the path to substantial returns lies not in reacting to daily headlines, but in adhering to a specific time frame. You have to trust the process over the noise.
Exactly. Investors who hold Bitcoin for at least 3 years are significantly more likely to lock in significant profits compared to those trading on shorter windows. The numbers don't lie.
This insight challenges conventional day trading wisdom and highlights why patience is often the most valuable tool in your crypto toolkit right now.
To understand why the 3-year mark matters, one must examine the broader economic cycle of Bitcoin itself. It's not random chaos, there's a rhythm.
The cryptocurrency operates on a 4-year schedule defined by halving events, where the reward for mining new blocks is cut in half. It resets the supply clock every time.
These events historically create supply shocks that impact price action over time. That's why timing matters so much within that larger picture.
The 36-month holding period often captures the post-halving surge and the subsequent market correction, positioning investors to ride out the volatility associated with the bull run that follows.
Historical data indicates that short-term investors who attempt to navigate these cycles often fall victim to market manipulation or fear-induced selling. They miss out on the substantial appreciation that occurs during the upward phases of the cycle.
Navigating volatility without panic is essential for long-term success. It's easy to focus solely on price drops, such as a red candle representing a 20% dip, which can feel catastrophic in real time, even if it represents a discount opportunity for a long-term holder.
The data suggests that volatility is not necessarily a risk to be avoided, but a feature of the asset class that rewards those who do not exit prematurely. Emotional discipline is key. When the market crashes, the urge to sell becomes intense.
Yet, selling during a downturn locks in losses and removes you from the position where gains are most likely to occur later. the 3-year horizon provides enough time for market cycles to complete themselves, smoothing out the noise of individual trading sessions.
Building a sustainable crypto strategy requires aligning with your risk tolerance and timeline. While short-term trading requires high skill levels and constant monitoring, long-term holding offers a more stable approach to wealth accumulation in this sector.
Remember that Bitcoin is often referred to as digital gold for its scarcity and store of value properties. It's not just hype, it's about value preservation.
Gold has historically required time to appreciate meaningfully. Bitcoin follows similar macroeconomic principles despite its digital nature. By committing to a 3-year horizon, you are essentially betting on the long-term adoption of digital assets rather than short-term speculation.
Investing in Bitcoin is not about timing the market perfectly every day. It is about weathering the storms until the economic tide turns. That takes courage.
If you are looking to minimize risk while maximizing potential upside, the data suggests waiting for at least 3 years might be your best bet. In an industry driven by hype and fear, patience often becomes the differentiator between breaking even and achieving financial freedom.